Hello listeners and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of February 20. I'm Joel Marshall and joining me, as he always does, to take a look at this weekend's action is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, obviously you were a little bit later today bringing this podcast to the listeners on a Friday morning, but just giving us a bit more time to find a few more winners, hopefully.
That's right, Joel, and it's not just me that's late, it's also you. It's a very good card at Flemington. Really looking forward to it. This is, in many respects, the prelude day towards the Australian Guineas and some of the features on that day. Ahead of those early meetings in March, and some of those races on Saturday's card are very, very good, plenty of depth and great betting races.
All right, well, Flemington, obviously the Lightning Stakes is the feature, but we do have four black type races to go through. The first of those is for the two-year-olds. It is the Talendert Stakes, race number two, and we have 16 plus a couple of emergencies, and the emergencies key runners, both short in the marketplace. But I've gone with three Weatherly, who of course we saw was the unlucky runner in the Diamond Preview, had a bit of mucus last week, therefore was scratched from the prelude. So obviously a bit of a query there, but he looked pretty good, obviously without luck first start. So we'll go with him from 13 Romanski, very, very good on debut at Rooney Valley. Got a bit to learn, but looks pretty handy. I think she might be a bit of value. Six Happy Halloween's been trialling well, and one Jackson will improve with this as he heads to the sires, but worth including. 3.13, 6.1.
Oh, this is a great race. There's so many good horses in this race that I think are going to have very good careers and earn their own. There's a lot of money. I've gone with Six Happy Halloween. Really like the way this colt has been trialling. He's had four trials and jump outs leading into this debut run. Certainly fit enough to run a race. The most recent was a good second at Cranbourne behind Liberty Song, who runs tonight at Moonee Valley, and there's a $13 chance. I think that's massive overs there. I just think Happy Halloween, nice horse, has a bit of a turn of foot. Look for it to be finishing off strongly. Got ahead of number three Weatherly, who was unlucky on debut, as you touched on, and I'm sure has plenty of ability. For third, I've put in number 17, Clockwork Orange, the first emergency. If he gets a run, I'm sure he'll be in the finish. And for fourth, I've got to put in number 10, Call Me Tess, who was very good on debut in winning at Bendigo. It was three wide the trip, no cover, and did a nice job over 900 metres. But there's still plenty of other chances in the race that I haven't mentioned, particularly the one that finished behind Call Me Tess, Havildar. And then you've also got Overstep, who is the short price favourite and second emergency.
All right, race five is the Tab of Vanity. This is for the fillies, group three level over 1400. And we see some smarties return here. I've gone for maybe a bit of value, number four, Don't Doubt Mum, where I think she'll be well prepped up to run well here. First up, got her on top of two Perfect Reflections, Star from the West, now with Darren Weir. She's short, will be hard to beat. Six, Alaskan Rose, I've thrown in for third, and number one, Jamaica, for fourth.
I've gone with Sacred Eye. Really impressed with her latest jump out last Friday. I think 1400 first up won't be an issue for her. The only time she missed a top two finish was in the Oaks, where she had a pretty tough run in transit on a heavy track. I think she's a touch of class, this filly. I've got her on top from four, Don't Doubt Mama, who should be ready to go first up at 1400 metres. I think 1400's probably her best distance. Not 100% sold on her at the mile, but for that reason, I think Don't Doubt Mama will be competitive and ready to go first up. Alaskan Rose certainly pleased first up behind Heatherly last time over 1100 metres. The rise in trip enhances her claims. And for fourth, I'm putting in number one, Jamaica, who's the class filly. Don't really follow Perth racing that closely. Obviously, you got to respect a filly that's got five from five, and now with the stable of Darren Weir and Ben Mallum, but just willing to watch and see and learn with Perfect Reflection.
Race six is the CS Hay Stakes, group three. This is for the colts and geldings, and I'm giving Tulsa another chance. That probably wasn't his go first up, wide on speed. And look, there are other probably better runs in the race with flashing lights on them, but I thought he'll go back from that gate, I would have thought, on Saturday. And if we see him given a chance to produce his good finish, I think he's worth another chance from four, Palantino. Certainly unlucky run up first up. 12, Tabachi, very good. First up at Pakenham against the older horses, and two, Bonorum, without luck, first up also. 11-4, 12-2.
I've gone with 12 Tefaci on top. I like the first up win at Pakenham over 1,200 metres behind Moment of Pride, ahead of Moment of Pride, I should say. And then, his only other run over 1,400 metres saw him finish a close-up second behind Badawiya, the subsequent Edward Manifold winner. I think you can make quite the case that Tefaci probably should have won, and he cost himself victory by wanting to lay in over the concluding stages. That was just his second start. He's still a colt, but he's certainly a bit more professional with racing, and I think he can run a nice race here, second up out to the 1,400. Got him on top from 4 Palantino, who was horribly unlucky first up. He uses class, and Gregory Willer not riding Palantino may have paid the penalty for that ride, but equally he rode three winners last week for Darren Weir, and I think he's only got one ride at Mooney Valley tonight, Real Love, and he's only got one ride on Saturday, which is Zabisco. So it's a bit unusual, but I've got Palantino in for second. For third, I've put in number 3 Sovereign Nation, who I think will be a big improver second up to 1,400. His run over this track and distance was very good last campaign behind Bonorum, and for fourth, number 6 River Wild.
Race 7 is the feature of the Black Caviar Lightning, light on numbers but not light on class. 7 runners here, and I'm going for a little bit of value. I think Japanisma, I've never really been in his corner, but he continued to prove me wrong through his last campaign, and Chris Waller, obviously hard to ignore, and I know Exosphere's been trialling the house down, but Japanisma, whichever way you want to go, did beat him down the straight in the spring, and at the odds, I don't know if I'll have a bet, but I'm going to go Japanisma from 5 Exosphere, 1 Chautauqua, 3 Delectation, 2 Terra Vista, 10-1 is probably over the odds, but he's out of my 4, 6-5-1-3.
Yeah, I've gone with Exosphere, on top. His trials have been outstanding. His form last campaign was fantastic. The failure in the Coolmore Stud Stakes, I think you can just be putting it down to the track. It was horribly biased, and I don't think that performance was a true reflection of his ability. I think the three runs before that, and the run to the Rose, the Golden Rose, and the Roman Console certainly were. His Roman Console run, he almost knocked off the road with course record, and he accounted for Japanisma quite easily on that occasion. Barrier 1, hopefully James McDonald keeps him out of the trouble, and I think he'll just be awfully hard to beat. Got him ahead of number 1, Chautauqua, who is the proven star sprinter in Australia, and certainly the one to beat for Exosphere. For third, I'm putting in number 3, Delectation, who's a good straight track performer, obviously knocked off Chautauqua in the Daly Classic. Might just be a bit better over 1,200 metres, though. Maybe the 1,000 might be a little bit too sharp for him. And for fourth, I'm just putting in one at a little bit of value, and that's number 7, King Like, who might be a slight forgotten runner, this 3-year-old colt with Damien Lane aboard for Peter Moody.
All right, best and value for the meeting, Carl?
Exosphere. I don't think we'll be losing the Lightning, so that's my best. And the value bet, I would say, comes up early in the day, and that's race 2, number 6, Happy Halloween.
All right, my best is a decent odds, probably more of a value bet. I made it my best anyway. Word of Mouth, race 4, number 7. I think he's ready to win. Didn't run badly at Caulfield last start. Back to Flemington, down in the weights, I think it's a good plus for him, and I'll make Tulsa my value, race 6, number 11. Moving across to Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday. Again, 4 black type races, 3 at Group 2 level. The first of those is for the 2-year-olds in the Silver Slipper Stakes, race number 4, and here I'm with number 2, Astern. I think he was about $2.90 in betting off nominations before the acceptance has come through, and you have not appeared here, and there's only 7 in the race, and now he's odds on. I think he'll win. 3 DEFCON, he'll shoot much fitter for that first up run. 6 King of Wars, been trialling well, and 5 Mount Panorama for 4.
Similar numbers. I've gone with 6 King of War on top, however. I'm willing to forgive that debut run. Just pulled up with that respiratory issue, so I don't think that was a true reflection of his ability. He's a brother of the Knight Exemplar. He cost $750,000 as a yearling, and he's always shown good ability at the trials. I think he just might be the one at sneaky odds to knock off the favourite here, number 2, Astern, who's gifted, very gifted, and certainly well-bred, as all those Godolphin horses are. For third, I'm putting number 3, DEFCON, and for fourth, number 4, Pittsburgh, will get back and be running home nicely.
Race 5 is the Millie Fox Stakes. Again, no each way for punters, just the seven of them. But a good lineup. First Seal and Catkins at the top of the weights. I am with number 4, Telepathic. I reckon she might run a good race. Blinkers on, returning off a freshen up. She goes well in that state. And residual fitness on her side and weight advantage over the top two. I reckon she'll run really well. Debate 1, First Seal, 2, Catkins and 6, Press Report.
Gone with First Seal on top. I think she's, I don't want to say that she's forgotten about, but Winx, she's got the wood over Winx, and Winx is arguably the best horse in Australia at the minute. I think before First Seal had that injury layoff in the spring, she was probably one of the leading contenders for the Cox Plate. She's got plenty of class. Her lead-up trials into this race suggest that she's lost no ability. Speaking with John Thompson during the week, he's quite bullish about her chances. It's going to take a good mare to knock off Catkins, who's got such a great first-up record, 9 starts for 7 wins, but I think First Seal just might be one out of the box to do so, and I really do look forward to First Seal and Winx hopefully crossing paths at some stage in the next 12 months, because I think we're going to have one almighty horse race. I've got First Seal on top from Catkins. For third, number 3, I've got The Looks, and for fourth, number 4, Telepathic.
Race 7 is the Hobartville Stakes, Group 2 for the 3-year-olds, and some more exciting horses resuming, and none more so than that horse at the top of the field, number 1, Press Statement. I'm with him. You'd think he'd be well tuned up. They've had a couple of options the last fortnight or so, but they've waited, and I think he'll be too good. For 4, Del Cielo, the Smart Kiwi. Number 10, Too Good to Refuse, the Queenslander. He's had big weights for both runs back, and getting away from Doomben, I think, is a plus for him. And 2, Van Brew, obviously going to improve over a bit further, but he'll be running on 1-4-10-2.
Same exact, a Press Statement on top. Awfully unlucky in the Golden Rose, and then has atoned for 2 nice victories afterwards. First up from a spell, he's an obvious contender. Got him on top from 4, Del Cielo, for the reasons you outlined. Third, number 3, Etymology. I really have a soft spot for this horse. He's probably my early Australian Derby pick. He's going to be suited over further, but I can really see him hitting the line nicely, and he might just be a nice place bet at a bit of odds. And for fourth, I've put in the Stablemate, who's probably better suited at this distance range and has been nibbled in early markets, and that's number 5, Shards. 1, 4, 3, and 5.
Race 8 is the Parramatta Cup listed race over 1,900, and a pretty good race this, few chances. I'll give Hasselhoof another chance. I think the step up in trip's going to be certainly to his advantage, and I think you probably do all right sticking with him. I think the step up in trip, this will tell whether he's sort of going to measure up to anything throughout the autumn. 7, LeBron, hit the line strongly last time. He'll be fitter for that. Extra trip suits. 8, Allergic's going well. And 4, Arab Dawn will be better suited on top of the ground.
I've gone with Arab Dawn on top. I'm forgiving that first up failure. He was slow out of the barriers, and he was playing catch up thereafter. He recorded the equal fastest 800 metre split between the 1200 to the 400. And I just think he peaked on the run inside the last 300, and James Innes, the apprentice, was quite soft on him to the line. So hopefully Arab Dawn jumps on equal terms with him, firmer footing, steps up to the 1900, a bit more fitter, and I think Arab Dawn might run a race at 20-1. Each way got it on top from 7, Liberian, who was an eye-catcher in that race behind Bullpoint. Nothing really made ground in the straight with the exception of him. It was an outstanding effort. For third, number 8, Allergic, and for fourth, number 1, Beyond Thankful.
And best in value, Carl.
Well, the value would have to be Arab Dawn, race 8, number 4 at that 20-1 quote. And the best would be Press Statement, race 7, number 1.
All right, he's come up a bit short astern, but I made him my best. Not overly keen to get stuck into the meeting, to be honest, on Saturday. And my value's Telepathic, only the 7 runners, so she's got to run top 2. But just probably a meeting I'm inclined to watch on Saturday. Morfettville. Morfettville Parks, although we have a couple of races on the course proper, which always creates a little bit of confusion, but we have the, what races are on the course, race 6 and race 7. Race 7 being the feature, which is the listed Birthday Cup over 2,000 metres. Carl, what have we tipped there?
In that race, I've gone with number 9, What's in a Name. My loyalty will hopefully finally be rewarded this campaign, because he's raced 5 times, he's finished top 5 each time, but he's never won. He's been quite costly to follow, and I think this weekend might just be another chance for him to break through. He was beaten 1.5 lengths last time behind Kusha Darcy in the Rain Lover, but nothing really went right for him in the run, and he meets a similar field here. He's weighted similar, and I don't think the rise to 2,000 metres is going to concern him all that much, being a son of Dylan Thomas. So I've got him on top, and here's my value bet for the day. Ahead of two Gambling Guru and one Kusha Darcy, who fought out that Rain Lover quality last start. And for fourth number 10, Capitochina, I think the rider there just last Saturday might have missed the boat, and Tidy Prophet had the better of Capitochina on that occasion. Hopefully a better ride. We'll see it figure in the finish. I've gone 9, 2, 1 and 10.
What's in a name, as you said, is your value, and typical Carl style, as Barks usually points out, your best bet is in the last.
Yeah, the new boy. Just have a real soft spot for this horse, and he's another one that doesn't win out of turn, but his recent efforts have been outstanding, I think. Possibly Nick Hall went for home just a wee bit too soon last time at Flemington, kicked 3 in front at the top of the Flemington straight, and it's a very long straight, as the new boy found out. And only Dan Zephyr, with a 3.5 kilo pull in the weights, ran past him. There was a big gap to third. Dan Zephyr's sense has come out and won again, and is a leading contender at Flemington on Saturday. The new boy gets onto the Parks track, likely to lead from a good barrier, gets in well after the 2 kilo claim of Josh Cartwright, and you can just see him leading, kicking off the bend, and it's a lot shorter straight at Morpheville Parks. And, well, if you're behind coming up to the last race and it's 10 minutes past 6 on the Eastern Seaboard, maybe you just put chips in on the new boy and he might reward you.
All right, and a little birdie in the office before we came in here was tugging my coat and said Duckworth was going to be very hard to beat at Morpheville on Saturday, race 4, number 1. Whatever that is worth. Doomben on Saturday. We have no black type racing, but decent sort of a card. My best is Kaiser France. Hopefully he rewards us. He was my best a fortnight ago and he ran third. He's had the 4 runs back. He should be rock hard fit now. Doesn't look many winning chances here. Him and Outraged, probably the two. But I'm with Kaiser France, and my values are good odds. Race 7, number 12, Bacall. He's run some okay races in open company previously. His first 2 runs back were good, and one of them was behind Right or Wrong, and then he struck a wet track last start and was a bit disappointing. I think if the track holds up and is reasonably dry from a good gate in the race, I don't think there's too many winning chances. I think he's worth a bet each way. Bacall. Over in the west on Saturday at Ascot, we have an 8 race card. 2 black type races. Race 4 is the Detonator Stakes over 1800. Not much of a listed race, worth 100 grand, good money. 7 silver plated. He's a bit of a veteran, but he's lightly raced, hasn't had many starts. He was good first up, on with him to beat 8 Badamajo, 3 Cougar Knights, and 6 Demuro. Race 7, a bit more interest here. This is a 3-year-old Challenge Stakes, and some smart horses lining up here, and quite a few last start winners as well. I'm with number 2, Houdat Singer. I think he'll be hard to beat from 5 Arcadia Dream, the locally favourite, 3 Black Dynamite, and 4 Blackwood. My best is Tonto, race 3, number 2. He looks well placed, stepping up to 1800 second up. And my value is Silver Romance, giving him another chance after he pulled up with issues last time, race 6. Number 10, across the Tasman on Saturday, we have 2 pretty good meetings. We've got black type action at both Ellerslie and Pukekura. Ellerslie, we've got 2 Group 2s, the Avondale Cup and the Avondale Guineas, which is, it's really a prelude towards the New Zealand Derby. Most of your major players are here, apart from probably Tavago, whose prep is a little bit up in the air off his last start failure, and Valley Girl, who, of course, beat the older horses as a late nom in the Group 1 last week. But Provocative, very smart filly, the only filly in Avondale Guineas on Saturday. I think she'll give the boys a touch-up. She's drawn the outside gate. She's going to need a bit of luck, but she looked really good last start. I think she's a really good daughter of Zabil. Winkers off, blinkers on. That should make her concentrate. I think she'll beat 5, get that jive. I think he's the best of the males. Clearly, 9, Zakata. He's running well. Just got to step up a bit now. And 7, Predator. He was a really good winner against the older horses last start. It wasn't much of a race, but older rivals, they attacked him. He did work, and he won really well. He's only won 2 of 3 and looks pretty handy. Provocative, I made my best, and my value is Sishwa, race 3, number 12, right down the bottom. Returning from a bleeding attack, she's pretty handy, this mare. Got an honest record, and they often go well. First up, off a bleeding enforced break, and from barrier 2, I think she'll run really well. Over at Pukekura, we've got black type action. My value bet comes up in the main race, the Taranaki Cup Group 3, race 6, number 7, Girl of My Dreams, was a good winner last start, and I think she can continue to progress this time in. And my best is Flying Ibis, race 3, number 7, ex-Hong Kong galloper. He won third up, getting away from a couple of wet tracks, and then last time out he got too far back and ran on well. I think he'll be hard to hold out. Well, that just about takes us out for the racing podcast for this week. Don't forget to pick up your winning post. We've got all the action Friday through till Sunday. Of course, Sunday we've got good action in Tassie with the Oaks at Launceston. Plenty of big name trainers, Waller, Waterhouse, Payne, and plenty of others going across there. Sebring Sally, of course, the winner of the Strut. Certainly going to be hard to beat again, I would have thought, in the Oaks. Carl, we better get a $20 bet from you.
I'll go Exosphere double into the new boy. We'll go with one very good horse into one horse that is very costly. But yeah, $20 double, Exosphere race 7, number 5 at Flemington into Morphettville Parks, race 8, number 1.
All right, I will go Doomben, race 2. I think he's ready to win, Kaiser France, number 4. Thanks for listening, listeners. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners. Enjoy Lightning Stakes Day, and we will be back next week with a preview podcast.